Sarah's not even a party animal no more. Like, Sarah went from...
If I can get 19-year-old Sarah...
Yeah, Sarah went from 19 to about 48 like 2 years. Because Sarah used to party with the best.
You gotta take Sarah
to
Vegas. She'll party there. She love it there. She's putting on her little dress, modeling for the dude down in Vegas.
What dude?
That dude. I said, Sarah.
Are you that dude? What are you saying?
No, wasn't that? No. I said, Sarah, go get me some McDonald's. She said she'll get me some McDonald's.
You ate some McDonald's in Vegas?
It was in the morning. Okay. In the morning.
Okay.
So she go down, took forever. I think I said, let me get, you know, 2 McDoubles and some chicken nuggets. Took forever. She came. She said, oh, I passed them dudes. And they was like, oh, you look good. What you matter for? So I turned around and did a shimmy. I said, what? I said, I got cold chicken nuggets because you did a shimmy? Look at her.
What type of dress was this?
A dress that I have not seen in this area code. I'll tell you that much. I haven't seen it in the 63.
Oh,
I saw
so you fancy, huh? When
I saw it in the 702. I ain't seen it in the 63.
Vegas was 3 years ago. Shut up.
Okay, so exactly, I was telling the truth on everything I just said. She had no return, but Vegas is 3 years ago. Shut up.
That's so funny.
All right, you ready?
You're ready. Go ahead.
Welcome back.
Nah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
So about a week ago, man, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
Man. Manny Fontaine said we got good feedback on that brief about a week ago. We did.
Yeah, yeah.
What,
we did.
What about a week ago?
Remember we did the Drake podcast?
At the end, we did like a little...
Oh, Sarah not going to make it. She talking about let's record it after hours after this. And you yawning, trying to fight your sleep. Looking like a baby's, man.
You made me yawn. Shoot, no.
Speaking of baby. Birdman is starting up Cash Money West.
Who gonna be on that label?
First of all, who wants to be on the label, period? This is like a time where people really aren't doing labels.
Is there a successful blank and then add a location anywhere? We had Def Jam South. There was a Bad Boy South. There was a Death Row East and everything got started.
Bad Boy South was actually dope. I mean, because I just think about that album, the 8-Ball G... and 8-Ball and MJG made together.
Yeah, the 8-Ball MJG
that
album.
That was dope.
You had Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood
was so short lived though.
Yeah, because for some reason
you thought Jody Breeze is gonna be this shit.
But no, but this is the thing. He signed Boys in the Hood, but Jeezy was signed to Def Jam. I was like, how did you not get one of the best in the group? I
didn't
like Jody
Breeze.
I didn't
think Jeezy was gonna be the best. I thought Jody Breeze was.
What's old dude name? She need a hood nigga. Something did it. He was signed to Bad Boy South too.
Oh, Gorilla or Zorilla?
Zorilla. Yeah. Gorilla Zoe.
Yeah, he had a juice box. What?
Young Jock.
That was a song.
Jock had his going down and Zoom. Was he on Zoom too?
Yeah.
Was that Boosie?
That was. All right. Yeah, I know.
And Def Jam South just had Ludacris. South, let's be honest. They had Ludacris and DTP.
But my whole thing is this. Who wants to sign to a label right now? No kid, the younger kids right now are not saying, I want to get signed. I can't wait till I get signed. They're just like, yo, I want to go viral. Once I go viral, that's when the money comes
in. I want my
in.
Dance to be in Fortnite.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yo, once I'm on that Fortnite screen, it's been one.
Once they learn how to market their dances, we need to start coming up with dances, truth be told.
I had a few, but I was ahead of my time. Yo, this is what, all right, so.
Oh, my God.
Listen to me.
Okay.
So, Manny Fontaine, let me know if you felt this way. We've talked about this before. Me, Maine, Lowe's, Miller, who else?
Stir.
Chris, RIP. He not dead, but, you know. we have so much footage, either memory or just never came out, that we would have blown up in the YouTube and IG day. And you guys know how the Shiggy Challenge just had come out, right? And it started off simple, and this is escalated really quickly, and then they did jumping out the cars or whatever. We used to drive, get to a red light, hop out the cars and just dance
all around the
and
car.
There'd be people taking pictures of us. Yeah. They're like beep beep beep. We would just dance and then try to get back into our car before the light turned green. Now imagine if we was recording that and if we'd be like, yo, y'all seen them dudes dancing? They dancing every red light. Now listen, I'm not saying to do that because I'm pretty sure somebody would have got hurt doing what we was doing. But we was doing some crazy, yep. some funny stuff that could have went viral. I'll say that much.
That's who you were back in the day?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was always dancing. I was dancing on top of cars. I was getting it. I was living my little life.
I told people
that Puff Daddy was my real dad because I was dancing. I was doing all his dances at school and stuff. But shout out to Shiggy. Drake acknowledged him. Said, the man's got me a number one album.
Did they say he gave him $250 allegedly?
Allegedly. And shout out to Shiggy for saying that's not true because I don't want nobody to know I got $250,000. And then plus it doesn't help Drake. Drake needs people to go out there and make songs viral. Can't be paying folks. And people like, I ain't get a check. You got a check. So
they say they pay people to make things go viral, though.
Some do. But I don't think he pays Shiggy. I mean, all beforehand.
Okay, so should he get paid, though?
He should get some kind of compensation. Get the video. Let me get a feature.
He just seemed like he was happy to be around him.
He needs money, though. Like, I mean, nobody needs to know the amount.
I'm going to pay you to be in the video. And Shiggy's a rapper from Queens. I'll jump on the track with you. That's a good get a Drake feature.
Shiggy, but no, he's like a poetic artist though. He's like who wants to hear Shiggy? Well, that is a song where he could rap on it and it'd be fine. But he has to be funny on it. Like he's like a comedian, man.
He's a little
dicky.
He don't
got bars. Yeah.
A little dicky.
He don't got bars. Jonathan, you about to ruin this man's life. Get Shiggy on the remix.
No, I'm saying no. If Shiggy was coming with an album, Drake gives him a preacher for free.
Okay, there we go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a great look. Like, yo, Drake was on what? Baby and Block Boy shit, and he blew they shit up. Shiggy had an album. Drake's like, I got you on this feature. Don't worry about it.
I get what you're saying now.
What y'all think about Ciara? She back to the dancing.
Is that a new song, too?
That's a new song. The Level Up?
I feel like I heard it before, though. Does it sound like something else? Play it.
Yeah, because it sounds like the song that... It wasn't a meme. But I can't remember the meme anymore, which bothers the heck out of me. I was sitting there thinking to myself, I know what this is from. Ciara, did you see it?
No.
So Ciara's going to come in clean, you know, like how we're sitting here trying to think of it. But it was, let's Level Up, Ciara.
Okay, remember what I told you. Be your own boss. Love yourself. Get up and dance. Level up.
Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up.
Or that's like that.
Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up.
So what challenge was that?
Oh, this sounds so yummy. No, you want this yummy.
All I can do is think of them dancing behind something and being funny, but I don't.
This is a beat that's been used already. Yeah, it's just. Yeah.
Look, she was getting in the video, and she could
dance. I like that. Be your own boss. Everybody can't be bosses. I'm just
everybody can't be leaders.
And we know this, but we keep on telling people, be your own boss.
I don't understand why these chicks be like, I'm a boss bitch. Like, who'd you employ?
I guess she has assistants probably. She probably has a stylist, a chef. She's a boss.
Yeah, she a boss.
You a boss? You got a baby?
Russell.
Yeah, that she the boss of me. That's how it is.
Oh, you doing it backwards? Because I swear I was free labor, child labor for my parents. Running upstairs to get a remote control that was right there. Man, you wanted to curse your mom and dad out so much.
It's ridiculous.
He's like, man.
But yeah, I like that. I like that. Ciara needs to get back out there.
She do.
Ciara might as well just be a model. This is the first time I'm hearing this song.
I don't think she got what they came
out
today.
I think she got the toes to be a model. Her toes.
How is it not toe surgery? They got surgery for
everything. They do have toe surgery.
Oh, well, she should get on that.
No, she got to leave her toes like they are. But I'm just saying, like, as in, people always look at them toes and be like, you know. That was just a joke. I mean, she could be a model. But what's the point of being a model, though? Like really, what's the point for her? Like, yeah, like, everything's going well. Yeah, you know what?
She could still work.
I'm not saying that she can't work. I'm just saying being a model, though.
What's wrong with her being a model? It's a job.
I don't.
You want to hear her music or you want to look at her?
Runway. She's already probably doing something with Revlon or whatever.
I want to hear her music. She has pretty good songs. Promise?
She did. That last album was trash.
Body?
The last album we was in Vegas. I remember listening to it on a plane. I was so disappointed. No,
good for you.
Alrighty, okay. I apologize. We gave y'all a damn near an hour of Drake, and we were wrong. It wasn't the Kiki wasn't that Keisha Shantae. It was Kiana Barbara. And condolences to Keisha Shantae. Her fiance or ex fiance ended up dying. I don't remember that. He's a black hockey player. I apologize. I don't know his name. But yeah, it was Kiana Barber, which makes sense because at one point he did say KB, some chick. I don't know who Kiana. I mean, I've seen her, but I don't know if she known for anything. She's Drake dates her. And plus, she has a son, and I think that's who he was talking about on Blue 10 when he's like, I pray for the boy. I said, I pray for the kid or whatever he said. Okay. Oh, before we move off of Drake, the latest freestyle. The boots extra on fire. Trash.
Perfect.
Extra trash. Drake. Jizzy
like,
Drake.
Somebody got to tell Drake to stop with this.
Stop doing
the freestyles, period.
Oh, you hating, man.
There was one hot line in there?
You hating, man. Fire in the booth.
I didn't even like the beats.
I swear, if we ever get big, Drake ain't never going to come on our podcast.
I don't care.
That's because of you, though.
But me.
He knows these freestyles are trash.
What did I do? I called him Mushy Malone.
Yeah. Don't act like that didn't sink in. He probably heard it.
Charlie Sloth.
This is not going to give us any clout. They be all on his ass before it started.
By kid you not. The biggest rapper on the planet.
Drake loving it.
Eating it up.
I like that.
Oh my gosh, get to it.
Yo, that's...
Why Drake got an accent, though?
Why you don't?
When he goes to foreign land, he's foreign.
Yeah. You don't have a drink. I told Sarah, she...
Oh my gosh, you not drinking or what? Why does it...
Yeah, Drake act like a chick.
Yo.
Chicks always want you to drink with him. I can't drink by myself.
Okay. This shit was pointless. Goldman Sachs, they want to hold my racks. Hedge fund investors talk to Adele like he the ex. Pause. Hear it in a tone. This almost made me feel like Drake wasn't even a rapper. Like, I honestly heard that at the beginning of that. I was just like,
Goldman Sachs want to hold my sacks.
I said, what? Like, it just made me feel like, why did you throw these verses out?
You thought Drake was a rapper this whole time?
No, like Drake has spit bars where you'd be like,
yeah,
I see you. I can see you.
He is giving you plenty chill for your head top.
Yeah.
Drake is an R&B singer. Y'all know this.
Stop it. When they address him, we way too connected. Time for the assistant texted asking if I want classic or double breasted. I flex with broad shoulders. When I walk through the halls, they move over. Stories of how we handle laws. Start to travel like a lone soldier. I told you hold your girl the same way that I hold composure. Or hold the wheel of the Fuji White Rover. Silverstein dinners all kosher. Yeah, all culture.
Like Drake more if he was like a songwriter and a producer. Like if I didn't have to see him.
And that beat was extra trash. I don't know who beat that was.
I said, turn it off. I do acapella. I'm good on this. I told Sarah she wilding though, because she don't like Drake with the accent, but you had no problem with international hove. It's Euro J. Just get back from the south of France. He was all with the accents.
No, not really.
When Drake or when Jay-Z gets into the booth, he ain't got no accent. Oh. He's Jay-Z.
Oh, behave.
That was him being funny.
So Drake is being funny.
No, Drake's being a culture vulture.
Drake is being funny, man.
I think you like Drake more than you ever want to admit.
Sponsor on this motherfucker.
Where's our money at?
Yeah, for real.
Yo, just because I said we've had rappers that do accents, and so... Do you not like when Kendrick do all the weird voices?
That's not an accent.
No, I'm
John.
Asking. No, I'm just asking. Is there a difference? That's what I'm saying.
There's a difference between like playing a persona and being in the moment, than like taking.
Maybe
this
when he does the accent, he's Aubrey, and when he's rapping, he's Drake.
I'm
tired. Let's get to the next subject.
I'm just saying, yo, Azealia Banks, let's go.
All right,
wilding out. Really, figuratively and
let's
literally.
Let's do Wild Out right now. Yo, John, you look stupid.
No, I hate that show. I can't be Wild Out.
Come on, man. You ain't let me get my bar out, dog. Come on. Come on, John. That's fucked up. Yo, was it DJ Rec or DJ who's his name?
You asking the wrong person.
Drop the beat.
I don't know. I don't know Wild Out like that. I'm not a fan.
Okay, but let's talk about it. So Azealia Banks went on there, emotional and upset.
No, she said she wasn't supposed to be part of the little battle part. That was Lil Yachty's job. She was only there to perform, and they pulled her in, and they gave jokes at her, calling her ugly and dark-skinned while they let this little albino princess or whatever she said. She was mean. White girl, slide. So she gonna go back to riding white dick, and that's why she can't give black guys a chance and all this, and the album's canceled. So y'all can thank Nick Cannon, MTV, and Wildin' Out so we not getting Fantasy 2.
First of all, I don't care about that. What do black men have to do with this, though?
I don't know. She know that show is about jokes, and they going to come at her any kind of way. And she was like, what if I talked about Nick Cannon, his lupus, and his sack that he got to have, and is it going to have the Wildin' Out logo on it? So you should have them jokes on the stage.
What sack? What do you mean?
You got to pee, poop, or whatever. I don't know what it's called. What's that sack called?
A colostomy bag.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, she's an MA. She know that.
Yeah, look at Brothers, baby. She an MA, y'all.
Yeah. What that stand for, Sarah? Master asshole. Yeah.
Oh, this wilding out for real. But yeah,
she continues to be her own worst enemy. I understand. Look, I would have said no. I always thought about Wildin' Out. I said I would never do that show. I would perform if my rap career would have took off, but I was not gonna do that battle part. I never saw any points in it.
That episode come out? That's the question.
They gotta air everything. They gotta show everything. They gotta show her getting in her emotions. They can't edit it out now.
But why would they call her ugly and black? Like
I don't know.
That kind of confused me because I'm like, but did it really go there? Like, that's what you black and you ugly. Like, did they like say shit like that? Like,
I don't know. We didn't see a clip.
Was it that deliberate? Like, because I'm like, the way she described it.
Yeah, she used colorism and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, that's the jokes you guys have.
Talk about how they don't got nothing but like light skinned girls up there.
But usually they don't, like, when they have the girls on there, they never call them ugly. Like, so I've never, it's like, they never called a guest that they had ugly, like a woman. So, like, they might call her, stupid or talk about stuff she did in the...
We'll see.
We'll see. I think it is wild if they were calling her ugly.
If that was
and
the
black,
joke they were given, then, yeah.
That's wild, you know? I guess wilding out,
man. Kodak Black, look like he coming home August 18th. That's good
news. Okay, let's skip over that.
You not? All right.
What did he get locked up for? Yeah,
he violated parole or probation or something. Remember, he was on IG wilding with a gun and some drugs with a baby in the house, something like that. I think that's okay.
Or rap.
Did anybody? I throw this out there because it's a great transition. I know the answer is no. Anybody watch the Scott Storch documentary?
Didn't that just come out?
I definitely did.
What?
It's like,
oh,
didn't it just come out?
Yeah, but it's on YouTube via Vevo. Nobody's going to go to Vevo.com. It's called Still Storch.
You watched it?
Yeah. It's only 20 minutes long.
Was it good?
What kind of documentary is that?
Trash. All right. He has an interesting life. You are not familiar with Scott Storch.
Going out with Lil' Kim?
No. He did not bring that up, but he did talk about that on Evo in the morning. He was like, we were more friends than anything else. It was good.
I don't think she felt that way.
I don't either. Let's give a rundown of some of the songs he done. He did Lighters Up for Lil' Kim. Manny just brought that. Chris Brown's Run It. Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River. He co-produced that with Timbaland.
And then they weren't friends no more after that.
Yeah, that's when he got the little piano man. Candy Shop and Lil' Bit for 50 Cent. He did Still D.R.E.
He did Lean Back.
Lean Back. Let Me Blow Your Mind. Even Gwen Stefani.
Mind. That's a good one.
Yeah.
If he did that song, this dude been around a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, I didn't know he started with The Roots. He did
Oh, shit.
He said, I was playing that in, I think Questlove came upstairs like, yo, we need that. So that's how the song with Jill Scott. Don't worry, I got you.
Baby, I got you.
Yeah. So he did that. And I didn't know he started with The Roots. I had no idea. He left. He dropped out of school 2 weeks as a freshman. He took piano lessons.
Let's drop out of work.
Yo, nobody has that. Yeah, they do. He took piano lessons, but it couldn't afford it, couldn't make it. So he took two lessons. Everything else is self-taught. And if you know who Scott Storch, he gets down with the chords and the keys.
Why would a dude this smart sit there and snort so much coke and blow his money and fuck up his brain?
Here's the thing. Leave it to this shitty documentary. And it's shitty because it's short. And if you know anything about Scott Storch, you're thinking yo, this could be an hour. This could be, and it's the way that's done. Everybody in this room and you guys listening have seen tons of documentaries. Personally, my favorite documentary is if we're doing a documentary on Sarah and they got Mandy Fontaine talking, me talking, her friends, her family, blah, blah. No.
But stop. I'm not dead.
Stop it. Scott Storch is the only one talking. There's nobody else chiming in on here.
Not a he's manager,
telling,
not no, nothing.
He's telling his whole story. And I said, I want to hear you. That's I want to hear how other people. Kinda,
yeah.
Yeah. So the cocaine and the blowing of $100 million, which he nearly blew. I mean, he almost had $100 million, but he blew all that. So maybe at 98. He blamed it on Miami. He said, I got to Miami. That city was just too much for him. He said he was, he had the truck roll up every 2 weeks to get new cars. Every 2 weeks. He's like, I was flying from Europe on private jets, $100,000 a trip. I said, I never wanted to do commercial. Just blew all that money.
And I heard that he spent $30 million on coke in 5 months.
Yeah, he thought the cocaine was helping, is, you know, the process. And he let a lot of people down and stuff. Said, I think the lady name was Florence. She came and got him, took him to L.A. He got it. He now works out of L.A. in New York. Had to start giving people beats for free to get, you know, back in. But he's worked with French Montana, still with Chris Brown, Super Duper Kyle slash Kyle. Who else? Russ, Post Malone. He's made music for them. So he's getting back in it.
So but how much is he worth now?
I don't know. I mean, not that much. The documentary wasn't. I mean, it looked good. It looked good. But, yo, it was. I promise you that documentary was so short. I said, yo, you can't. It was. Listen, I learned a lot.
He need a Lifetime movie. Let me show.
Oh no, just Lifetime.
Yeah. I just can't believe that. Out of all this, he was still able to have two kids while he was at his lowest. Because his kids are young.
Who he got kids with?
Some white lady. Because those kids look white. I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Let me get the exact time for somebody yell at me and be like, it wasn't there. It was actually 30 minutes. So what? It was still short. No, 19 minutes and 58 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were wrong.
Yo, this says that Scott Storch is an American hip hop music producer has a net worth of $3,600.
Shut up.
I swear. I'm looking at it right now. I looked up how much his net worth is. And it says that net worth is particularly shocking when you consider that Scott's fortune peaked at $70 million.
How do you lose that much?
Cocaine, man.
Cocaine.
He said he was doing a lot. Doing a lot of cocaine.
He learned nothing from Rick James.
Nah.
It's like they do a lot of cocaine. They do a lot of cocaine and then they pass it on to their friends and shit. Because he wasn't doing it all by himself. He was doing it with everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cocaine is a party drug. Yeah, you don't just do cocaine by yourself.
No, everyone was like mooching off of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't snort $5 million worth of cocaine himself. He'd be fucking dead.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Man, I would be outing people like, man, remember when y'all was all snoring cocaine with me? Pay me for my
bag. He was talking about how everybody abandoned him. He even did Me, Myself, and I for Beyonce. He did that
song.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Beyonce song.
Yeah, mine too. When he played that, I said, he did Me, Myself, and I.
It is dope. It's dope, but.
Man, he's worth $3,600. I'm worth more than that.
There we go. Don't you feel good about yourself?
I'll let you guys know. If you got YouTube Red, check out the G-Funk documentary. I will be watching that. That's an hour or something. So, did we get into 50 Cent and Game reconciling at the party?
We just did right there.
Here's the question though. Question I got. If 50 Cent and Game, y'all know my weird metaphors. I hope Manny Fontaine get this. Are they the Kobe and Shaq of hip hop? Meaning we think about what they could have been rather than what they did do.
Yeah.
If they would have stayed together. They had good chemistry.
That's good. Yeah, that was a good one. They really don't like each other, but they like each other. Like they respect each other, but they don't like each other.
Then why don't 50 Cent put Game in an episode of Power?
Power.
First of all, Power.
I should get a list of people. I think Dave East should be on an episode of Power. I think Remy Ma, just the New Yorkers of New Yorkers, should be on that show.
Yeah, I don't understand why they haven't done that.
Yeah. Power is ridiculous. They better hurry up and do it before. Now, I think the numbers are still good. I think the fans are just.
There's so many fucking storylines on that show.
They really want to be Game of Thrones.
Man, we was watching it yesterday. We don't watch it on Sundays no more. Me and John said, "Ain't nothing on Tuesday night."
Tuesday nights.
We was watching it, and there's a storyline where what was that guy from out of town that went up to Angela? What was he?
I don't know his name, but he
something with the feds. Like,
he looked
she
like
dropped
a Hispanic,
her.
Adam Carolla.
Man, he looked like handsome Squidward. That's what he looked like to me.
Yeah. This dude came in and
she dropped her folder. Remember?
What the fuck you looking at?
Nothing. What the hell?
She scared the shit out of me. Shoot! What the fuck you looking at me for?
Yo, sir, I can tell you, man. I thought this guy was
too- scared the shit out of me.
I just
yo.
Seen your baby like what?
Shit, do we gotta run?
We so all
you got
looking like what?
You got a gun down here? Some shit.
Yo, go ahead, sir.
So. It was funny because, like, she dropped her papers and this dude, like, started picking the papers up with her, you know, and then he's like, oh, you're Angela. And then John's like, this is the beginning of a sitcom.
A rom-com. I said, like, Angela Valdez thought she had everything except for the man of her dreams. Yeah. They bumped into a piece of paper and she just.
And then she argued her ass up. Like, yeah, I saw that. Like,
everybody gave the ass up quick in this episode.
Jamie thought it up.
I didn't know that this is how you get the ass fast. Say, I'm only going to be in town for one more day.
Yeah, go to a club and try it. Yeah. I bet you get the
I'm
ass.
I'm going to tell people I'm only going to be in Aurora for one more day.
One more day, so.
If you said that to me, I'd be like, you dying tomorrow? Like, what's going on?
Go back hitting that old dusty trail.
Garcelle Bouvier got done. I mean, it was like, you know, it was
Garcelle Bouvier.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, he gave her the best dick ever. One night, he was doing all the positions, pulling hair and everything.
One night only.
Oh man. Let's see. Check out Toby Lou. I found that dude the other day. He dope. He's from Chicago too.
Why don't they ever do that on Power too? Why everybody perform well when they have sex?
That's the thing.
You think that they be performing well when they have sex? I think that James be looking or Jamie be looking so confused.
I'm saying
only time you see bad sex on TV and movies is played up for comedic purposes.
Yeah.
That's not how life works.
Sometimes we're like, he's like, I didn't perform well. She didn't give me the fucking money. Why can't we get that shit? Like, they give us, man, I was tearing that ass up to the point where
I was digging it down. All I could think about is my dead daughter. We didn't get the deal.
Yeah, he started crying and shit. That would have been, that would have been riveting.
You guys have any thoughts on Michelle Williams checking herself in?
Who's Michelle Williams?
Wow. See, that's why she's checking herself into rehab for mental
child,
facilities.
Man. Michelle.
Oh my! Oh, what happened?
She checked herself into a mental hospital. You know, depression, exhaustion. She's going through some things.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I think it's good. It's good for you to check yourself in there rather than somebody try to make you get in there. Like, yo, get your ass in
always,
there.
You know, be self aware. Always take care of your mental. I didn't see nothing wrong with it. People were, but she just got engaged. But she's stressed up. That don't mean shit, man. She can still.
Man, life is hard. Why does everybody act like life is so easy? It's a breeze out here, man. Everybody got their own fucking problems.
Speaking of which, y'all got thoughts on Charlamagne? Before we get out of here. We'll wrap up with this.
We're not gonna end with Charlamagne.
No, because I don't know. Okay. I still have something some Missy Elliott. I got some VMA news.
Okay, well, my view on Charlamagne is so he's been wilding out. Okay, set the tone.
So Star did an interview with the woman who accused Charlamagne of rape. So Charlamagne says he's 40. This happened when he was 22, so that 18 years ago. Charlamagne has said that he had nothing to do with that. That was his friends. He did throw the party. He took the lesser charge and he did submit DNA. It looks like that the public, if you look at the records, can't say if his DNA did not match or not. She tried to get the case reopened. South Carolina said that's not happening. That's we can't do that. It's done. Apparently that she wanted to, she wasn't cooperative, and I think they said her mom thought she could stand in for her, but that wasn't happening. But while the midst of that story was going, a clip from Brilliant Idiots came where he talked about he put a Spanish fly in another drink. People got confused and thought that was the same story. It wasn't. The girl in the original case is black. The one he told on the podcast in 2015, at least that's when the Vlad TV YouTube clip was uploaded, is a white woman. So those are two different women. Now you can jump in.
Well, I saw the Vlad one where he talked about beating a woman.
That's still not something else. That's not the part of this part.
Yeah, there's so many things. But my whole thing is Charlamagne has been a suspect for a while. I mean, and just because you tell your truth doesn't mean that it's not
you still you can
disruptive
always,
or deliberate. You know, like,
yeah, just because you put it out there doesn't mean
I think sometimes people be like, critics. Well, at least he was honest, but that's
me and John had the same discussion last night. I was like, man, there's people out there, they're like, fuck it, I'm an open book, so you can never say anything to hurt me or to discredit me because I'm telling you everything about myself right now. Uh-huh. It's kind of like, I told him, I said, a girl could sit there and say, man, I had sex with 15 dudes this month. I don't give a fuck. She won't let you call her a hoe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I already know who I am. You know what I'm saying? And he has said a lot of like, what's the word?
Heinous.
Not heinous, problematic. But yeah, problematic things. And I was telling John, I was like, man, he was so angry also in like the beginning of his career. He seemed angry dude.
It's weird because I don't know when I got to Brilliant Idiots. I don't think I've heard that episode of Brilliant Idiots. I saw the clip you talked about with the Chris Brown thing later in life. Like, yeah, it wasn't live when it happened. Somebody said, look at the crew, blah, blah. And by the time I saw that, what I had heard from Charlamagne, I said, oh, he's not the same person. But I was just saying we have different jumping on points because Sarah knew him from Wendy Williams, and Sarah would tell me the story about Chingy. And how he almost made Chingy cry. Was it Chingy?
Yeah. He went in on Chingy. Like, Chingy was like running out the studio because Wendy Williams was like, have you ever heard Chingy? Have you heard Chingy's new song? He's like, I ain't never listened to no Chingy. I ain't going to. And like, dude, sitting right there in the studio, you know?
Wow.
Like, you really got to go back and listen to him, like, do some old clips from like Wendy Williams.
Yeah. And I was telling Manny Fontaine earlier today that I'm not a Brilliant Idiots aficionado. So when, what I mean by that is when the when Star got the girl who tried to reopen the case, and somebody said, "Yo, he did that shit because listen to what he said here." I told Manny Fontaine, I forgot to tell you when we were talking about this yesterday. I've listened to Charlamagne for the past couple of years on Brilliant Idiots, and there's a couple of things that stuck out. I was telling Manny Fontaine. One is with the drugging thing, and Andrew Schultz is like, you raped her. And he's like, I didn't rape her. You know, cause in his head, you got to think he didn't think that's rape, but there is recently where he's got on the podcast and he says, I think I raped. And this is what he says. And please for y'all, cut this off. He says, I think I raped my wife. He's like really confused. And Andrew Schultz is like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, now if you have sex with a woman who's intoxicated, that's rape. And he told his wife that. He's like, I think the first time me and you had sex, that was rape. Because now he's processing times have changed and the shit I've done in the past is wrong. And then he's also gone on further to say to guys, he's like, do not sleep with women who are intoxicated. That is rape. You're going to get in trouble. But people didn't play that because it doesn't fit their narrative, or they didn't even know it exists. Because if you say, well, in 2015, this guy was all about, basically, here's the perfect example. We talk about this. Jay-Z went from Big Pimpin' to 444. So like that process. So if you go from, yo, in set when he was 22, he got charged with rape. In 2015, he tells a story. We have no idea when that story took place. But then you say, well, in 2017, 2018, this dude is, I love my wife. I don't want to cheat no more. That was wrong. I can't even watch that. What's that clip they have on YouTube? Charlamagne's most ratchet moments. He's like, I don't know who that person is anymore. It doesn't fit the narrative. You got to cut it right there and be like, Charlamagne's an asshole and he's always going to be an asshole. And then you're like, yeah, he is. Instead of saying, oh, this person has grown and he's not the same person. That's not excusing anything he's done. That's what I'm saying. But
if he is changed, then get out ahead of it. You know, say something. Like, I need to hear a statement
we me and you got the phone, right? And I finished up Breakfast Club today. And during Angela Yee's rumor report, she said, and I think, we're recording this on Wednesday, it'll be up on Thursday. And by the time this is up, Brilliant Idiots will probably be up. But Angela Yee said, congratulations, Charlamagne, on your baby. He said, what? And she's like, congratulations. He's like, why are you saying this? You know, she wasn't supposed to say this. And DJ Envy was like, yeah, he just told us yesterday he didn't want to talk about his child. And she's like, oh, my bad. And he said, didn't you say it in an interview? And he's like, we took that part out. So he said, yeah, I have a girl on the way, another baby. She's a girl because that's what I get. She's due in September. And of course, I didn't want to announce my baby during my scandal. So he's acknowledging it as well. So I think he has to say, because he did release a statement when through his lawyer with the case, but it's hard to address something that you did on a podcast when he's like,
not hard to address.
Listen to the point I'm making.
Okay.
When you say something in 2015, it's out. I mean, so the difference is when Donald Trump said he'll grab him by the pussy, that shit was never out. So it's like, now y'all just seeing it. You guys didn't know that I said this. So what am I supposed to say?
All you got
to
do is just say, listen, that was an old...
But that's the thing. Who is he saying that's not Me Too? So what I'm saying is, as a person who listens to Brilliant Idiots and Breakfast Club, I kind of think, I kind of see you're not the same person. So if you're telling somebody who don't even fuck with you, I'm not the same person, what does that mean to them? They're like, oh, okay.
I mean, you're not really saying that you're saying that for the sake of your business, your name, your brand. Maybe, yeah. And like, you have to get ahead of that, not in a way of, not even in a way of publicity, just in a way of sincerity. Like, yo, because sometimes there's a lot lost within, you're so vocal on so many other things. That's who you are. You're a vocal man on all subjects.
Especially when it comes to R. Kelly.
Yes. So like, you need to be vocal about your own shame in the past, too. Like,
even if it comes back up and gets, I think the same thing that applies is Dr. Dre. I remember watching Dr. Dre late 90s, early 2000s. And you saw, outside looking in, if you have followed him from the NWA days, he looked like a different person. The problem was, he didn't tell those he hurt that he was a different person. They had to drop the Straight Outta Compton movie for him to actually address these things. And I was like, here's the thing. When it comes to Dr. Dre, when it comes to Charlamagne Tha God, those people don't owe us three or anybody else in this room an explanation. Honestly, I think you talk to the girl who you did the Spanish Fly to, because
to young girls now.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying, you know, they need it more than we do. And then with the other thing, when they said the rape case, the biggest problem with the rape case, it is very hard to lie, right? And from everything he's always said, he's like, I threw that party. I was not in that room. Yeah. Blah, blah. He's put it in the book. It's hard to change. He would mess that story up.
We're going too far with this, man. Just keep the same energy. That's all it is. Charlamagne Tha God, you've been the one that says keep the same energy. I want to see you keep the same energy about yourself. And that's all I care about. And be accountable as men. We need to be accountable as men. There's no excuse for you to be in your past saying those things lightheartedly just for joking.
The only reason you can't do that is you're 34. What I'm saying is, we sit on this podcast, we go out. You never said, because this is the dangerous part between us, not me and you, but between celebrities and stuff. You said stuff at 17. You're not going to apologize for nothing now.
If somebody was offended by what I said earlier on Facebook or something like that, I'll be like,
the person is not, what I'm saying is, that's why I said he owes, if the Spanish Fly girl comes out.
I'm not saying that for us. I'm saying that's, keep the same energy of who you are. Mm-hmm. You are a person that brings things to light and talks about things and brings issues up and do things. You talked about R. Kelly eating booty a long time ago, and you didn't change your energy on that. I said keep your energy on yourself too. Like, say, like, all right, let me talk about this real quick, because I keep the same energy for everything anybody does.
He has to do that tomorrow, because the last episode, he had beat out of Elliot Wilson, so obviously that wasn't the time to do it.
That's all I ask. Because I don't necessarily think Charlamagne is there. No. If you listen to him, we all know that Charlamagne is totally different. He goes to therapy.
Yeah.
He figures out. He talked and about him being raped. He talked about a lot of, about a lot of issues.
Me and you have talked about how he's not even the same person a year or two ago because of the changes he made. Just in Sarah's seen the way he used to interview people.
He used
to sniff cheers, and like the way he doesn't do any of that anymore. So he's changed, but to the people who don't know, he has to tell them he's changed, and then going forward, he has to show that he changed. But Sarah, you was quiet. You just let us go off on this.
I already had my opinion on this.
What's your opinion? No, she said it. Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I already said it. So.
And that, and Sarah has stopped calling me Charlamagne because she was definitely doing that in the beginning. So you just like Charlamagne? I said because we bald and the same height. We I'm Charlamagne the God.
You sniff chairs too, John.
No. All right, VMAs gonna be Monday, August something. Which
why are the VMAs on a Monday?
Which leads me to believe they're taped. That's all that leads me to believe. Missy Elliott. Oh, well, before we get to that, Cardi B led with 10. I think the Carters had 8. And then it went down from there.
Drake probably has 17 or something.
Yeah, 7. No, Cardi led with 10. How you gonna say Drake has 17 of Cardi? I think Drake has 7.
Drake probably in the best rock category for all we know. He winning, man. That's all I gotta say. Drake winning.
Missy Elliott is getting the Video Vanguard Award.
That's not true. They discredited that today.
Oh, man. I was going to ask y'all, what's y'all favorite Missy Elliott video? So that's not happening.
She said, even though it's an honor for y'all to want me to be nominated, it's not true. I'm not nominated for that.
Oh, man. That's why we got you here. Thank you, Sarah. Anyway, what is your favorite video for Missy Elliott?
Sorry to me.
I think Minuteman is dope. Or what's the...
Missy's first album was so cold.
With Double Dutch Bus?
I don't know what that is.
Manny Fontaine, what do I have?
I know what song that is, but I don't know what the video or that video look.
Sarah,
what?
No, what is your favorite Missy Elliott? Video. Sorry, is it Gossip Folks that I was thinking about?
I think I like She's a Bitch.
Oh, that is a good one. Oh, what's name? Super Duper Fly is the one that kicked it off. Yeah, this is Double Dutch Bus.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so.
All right, that's the show today, guys. Wrapping it up.
We go out to Sarah J. She's a bitch. All right. Oh, me and Manny Fonte are going to talk about our favorite Missy Elliott song featuring the Hot Boys. At one and only, at Missy Elliott, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine. Until next time, peace. To the MI, cat like a semi. Nigga stole my car, won't you get mine? Get your ass a black eye. Oh, say bye bye. I'ma get your body to the sky. Run through your clip. Nigga, you pissed, don't trip. I'ma have to bust you in your lips. And the whips, better have a whole lot of chips. Cause I ain't for no nigga giving tips. She's a bitch. When you say my name, talk more junk, but won't look